Morning, everyone. Today is Yud Aleph Sivan, Tavshinayin Gimel, May 20th. We're holding Simin Tav Samach Zayin in Hilchas Pesach, Sif Yud Beis, by the Mishnah Brura of Sif Katan Nun Zayin. And just to backtrack and a little review, because we're picking up in the Rama over here. We're discussing in Sif Yud Beis, we're discussing when a person removes the feathers of the chicken by boiling the chicken in water. Then in that water, you find a kernel. Okay, so that's the discussion. What I'd like to suggest is we're going to read quickly the words of the Mechaber in the beginning of Sif Yud Beis, and then can pick up from the Mishnah Brura. So let's go to the beginning of Yud Beis. This way those who weren't here on Friday will all be together. The Mechaber says like this. If a person molgu, what does molgu mean? Shehersichu, blanched. Shehersichu b'mayim lahavar anoitza. He blanched the chicken to remove the feathers. Va'achar kach motzu b'mayim garin chita b'kua. Then afterwards they find a wheat kernel cracked open. Asura ha'tainagoylis, this tainagoylis, the chicken is forbidden because they're saying it's chametz. V'im nimtzeis chita b'kua oy lechem chametz. If you find a chita b'kua, the next case, a cracked open wheat kernel or chametz in the kli, shel mayim, v'ein boy kidei litin tam, and there's not enough of this chametz or this cracked wheat kernel to give taste in the food, in the water, shel mayim tsoyim, because the water is cold. U'bishlo b'oysa mayim tashel o'iloshu o'iso mutter. So in this latter case, in the mechaber, if I have chametz or a wheat kernel, but it's cold water, it will not forbid the dough. Okay. So the first case was I blanched my chicken, the chicken's forbidden. Second case, it's permissible because it's cold. Now the Rama says as follows. Even when it comes to blanching the chicken, to remove the feathers in the boiling water, it's still permissible if you find the wheat kernel. Why? Mishum damrinon, shemo acharkach naflu l'sham. Maybe the wheat kernel fell into the water after you took out the chicken. So why is my chicken forbidden? I have my chicken, which after I pulled it out, that's when I find the wheat kernel. So why should I forbid my chicken? You have a question, Doc?
No, I have an answer.
Oh, an answer. Okay, good. Okay, good. Fine. So, Sifkad Nun Zayin. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Damrinon Ratzoloimar. Shema Demashu Midrabanon. Kevin Demashu Midrabanon. Since the small amount of Iser, the mashahu, which we say is aser, is only dirabanan, is only forbidden from rabbinic law. Mekilinon bisveikoi, we are lenient. When it's a doubt, when did this iser come into the pot? Vitalinon sha'achakach noflan, we will say that it fell in afterwards. Let's just get the case. I'm in my kitchen, I pull out the chicken to remove the feathers, and then after I pull it out, I turn around, I come back, I look inside, a wheat kernel's there. So we're going to be lenient and say that wheat kernel fell in there sometime afterwards. For what din, so too, im hatainagoylis adayin b'mayim, even if the chicken's still in the water, elo shamayin is tanin, but the water cooled off. So if the water cooled off, talinon shenoflo be'eis shenitztanin hamayim u'mutu ledas hamatir mitzoynin. We will be lenient and say that this chicken is permissible because the kernel was found in there when the water was already cold. Moving right along in the Ramah, keeping one finger on the Mishnah Brura and one on the Ramah. V'yesh misho aiser, says the Ramah back on top of the page. V'shar basar, there are those that forbid other types of meat. U'mater b'tayna goylus mikoyach svek sveiko. They forbid by other types of meat, but they permit this case, when it comes to a chicken, a tiny good, is because of the rule of Svek Sveka, which we discussed, is two doubts. Two halachic doubts permits. Sifkot nunches, v'sharba, so why are by other meat is it forbidden? V'chai gavna, in this case, says the Mishnah Brura, shenichuha b'chamin, achar hamalich v'hadocha, that was placed in hot water. B'chamin, achar hamalich, after it was salted, and after you salt it, you have to wash off the salt. V'achar shlokchuha mishom, and after you took it out from that water, Nimsa sham chita bekua. Then you found a cracked open wheat kernel. A wheat kernel which is cracked open is a sign that it's chametz stick. Machzikin mizman lezman, we say, v'amrinan shayiso sham chita mekoydam shlachu abasar. Then when I take out that meat from the pot, I say that wheat kernel was in the pot beforehand. And then the meat's forbidden. It was, in other words, that wheat kernel was in the water when I salted it. However, when it comes to the chicken, we will permit it because of koyach mikoyach svek sveka, says the Mishnah Brura Sifkot Nuntes, that's 59. Shema isa betana goyles atzma ugvarnis achlo v'ein shayach bachimutz. Maybe it was in the chicken itself. And it was digested already. And there's no chametz in this wheat kernel. You can't say to buy meat. I'm not putting the whole cow in the never seen a tub that big. If you want to say it's not from the chicken, shema ata nafla, maybe it fell now. The first opinion the mechaber holds that even the wheat kernel that comes from the chicken, it's possible to become chametz stick, even if it was digested. So that's why, Neil, that's what we're saying. We're lenient when it comes to the chicken as opposed to with the meat. Further, in the Mishnah Brura, in the Ramah, rather, on the top of the page, second line. Well, inyan minhag, in regards to minhag, right, we know there's customs how we should practice. Nira le'esar b'shar basar, we should forbid when it comes to other pieces of meat. Oy b'chito shleima, or with a complete wheat kernel, I feel a tiny goyles, even if it's in the chicken. If it's a complete wheat kernel, by the tiny goyles, even though there's room to be lenient, the Ramah says, we will forbid it. Sif cotton samach. It's cracked open. Yeah. It's cracked open, but right. Let's see what it means, shleima. Sif cotton samach. Good point there. The b'shleima naktinon, the yesh bachimutz mibnei shenikar shalonis akel. His point, what does he mean by shlema? He's saying shlema, not that it didn't crack open, it cracked open. But, you see, it wasn't digested in the stomach of the chicken. That's what we're saying, shlema. It was cracked open, but it didn't go through the system of the chicken. The Hainu, V'dafko, says the Ramah, V'dafko im nimlegu tarnagoylim, the Hainu shohiyo chamin hamayim chamin. That's only if you blanch the chickens that the water was hot. What about if the water is cold? But if the water was cold, and you had the chickens that were shechted soaking in the water, in the cold water, we will not forbid these chickens misafik. It's cold water now. Sifkan Samech Aleph on the bottom in the Mishnah Brura. The chickens were soaking in the water. And after the chickens were taken out, they found the chita bekua. They found open the cracked wheat kernel. Even if it's complete, it's mutter. Why? Because it was only soaking. It's cold water. Didn't only mean tanagolim to be specific. Do adin shar basa gamkein ein lesa misveika, other meats as well, we will not forbid if it was just soaking there in cold water. V'talin shachash lekichas abasa misham, we will rely on the fact that after the meat was taken out, nafal achita, that's when the wheat kernel fell in, kevin shahamayim hayut sunyanin, since the water was cold. So I just want to finish the four words, and then I'll take your comment. V'yesh matir le gamim mitzoynin, And there are those that permit the situation totally in any time when it's cold water. Yes. The Mishnah says, Sifkon Samach Beis, Aval im bevadei hoysa achita v'sho shenishru habosu b'mayim. However, if the wheat kernel was definitely in the water, b'sho shenishru habosu b'mayim, daitoi di yesh linhoig kedas hayesh misho oyser, b'tsoinim b'seich ha-pesach, then we're going to forbid that meat, just like the opinion that says, ta'aser misho oyser, b'tsoinim, if it's in cold water, on Pesach, if you find it there on Pesach. The reason is because we're saying, if you know for sure the wheat kernel was there when you're soaking the water, then it's going to be Aser. Vayim b'levush, the Taz, these are the Achroinim, look in the Levush and the Taz, v'oid Achroinim, shedaitim kidei rishoino, their opinion is to pass like the first opinion mentioned, hamuskar b'mechaber. What was the first opinion the Mechaber has mentioned? The ein lesser b'tsoinein b'chol gavni, we're not going to forbid when it comes to tsoinein, cold, b'chol gavni in all situations. V'al kein b'shas adchak oy b'hefse meruba, in a time of emergency or a great loss, yesh lismoichel hakel kedaita, one can rely on the lenient opinion not to forbid it if it's found in cold. U'b'prat im achita ein b'kua, even more so if the wheat kernel is not cracked open, it only softened the vade in lahachmer, and it's even more of a reason not to be machmer. Why is that? Because once again, if the wheat kernel did not crack open, means it did not become chametzdik yet. Everything we're discussing now is in regards to chita, a wheat kernel. However, avol prusas lechem oisa shenimseis b'soich hamayim, a piece of bread, prusas lechem, oisa, or some dough, which was found inside the water, shenimseis b'soich hamayim, kosu ha'achroinim lesor afetzoinim, the achroinim right to forbid it, even when it comes to tzoinim, when it comes to cold. Why is this? Kiteva prusas alechem ba'isa, lisparer liyois nomes b'soich hamayim, because the nature, as we know, of bread and dough, is that if you keep it in the water, it's going to dissolve and crumble into throughout all of the water. And therefore, if a person dropped that bread into the water, we're saying that we should not use that water. We'll come back to that topic on the next page. I believe as well. Okay. Now let's go back on top of the page and see the Ramah. Mi, however, in this arvo hataruvis, second to last line in the Ramah, in this arvo hataruvis, v'yesh hefsid meruba, if this got mixed up, and there's a hefsid meruba, u'miniya simchas yontif, and you will not have a simchas yontif, because you won't have your food if it's aser. Yesh lahakiv v'chol zeh, b'sveikais, iser d'rabbanan shumashu, we can be lenient in all these situations, because we have doubts. Safek of an Isser Dirabbanan. Once again, we're talking Dirabbanan. I just want to interrupt myself, because we mentioned this many times. If there's something which is awesome in Deraisa, from the Torah, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. If it's also Deraisa, it's also Deraisa. We're not talking about life and death situation, then the person's permitted to let's say, eat that food, which is awesome in Deraisa. But now, once it's Dirabbanan, so then there's some room to wiggle room, to work with the situation in the guidelines of what Chazal said is forbidden and what's permitted. V'yesh lahatir shar tavshilin sheyesh behen taruvis mi'oysoi tavshil shel habasar. We can permit shar tavshilin, the other foods, sheyesh behen taruvis mi'oysoi tavshil, that the other foods got mixed up with food A, then got mixed into food B, will permit it, shenishu b'mayim, if it was soaking in the water, a nimlog, or if it was blanched, in the case of the chicken, kach nirali, that's how the Ramah concludes, that in the case where I have a situation where the tavshil, A, the first food dish, had that situation of that suffix, there was a doubt in regards to when the wheat kernel was there, when it was not there, and then some of that food was placed into another food, we can be lenient. What does this mean? Sifkot and Samach Gimel in the Mishnah Brura. Yesh lehatir shar tavshilin. Mashma ha'oisei tavshil. What about the first dish? We'll call it dish A. Af behavsim ruba. Umaniyas simchas yomtiv. Osir besofik echad derabanan. That first dish, if there's only one sofik derabanan, one rabbinic doubt, and let's say I won't have my Simchas Yontif. If I won't have my my chicken or my meat, that could really take away Simchas Yontif. Nonetheless, it's only one suffix, he says, so it's still us. However, Achein, second line in the Mishnah Brura, Bisvek Sveika, Hanisker Le'el, with double doubts, two doubts, which was mentioned earlier, Mutter af b'loy hefsed merubah, it can be permitted, the food can be permitted, even without a hefsed merubah. A hefsed merubah means a great loss. So if I have the rule of a svek sveka, I can permit the food. Even if it's not a hefsed merubah, because I have a svek sveka. If any questions on those words, please let me know. V'chol zeh b'svek sveka, d'isim mashahu shehu d'rabbanan. Everything we're discussing here is in regards to a svek sveka, the double doubt, in the category of the rabbanon. Ha besvek sveka de iser taira. Now, if it's a svek sveka of iser taira of deraisa, biblical yesh lahatir rak b'shehiya, we can only permit it. We will only permit it to keep it in your possession over Pesach, and it will not be considered that you're transgressing having chametz in your possession. And you can as well sell it to a non-Jew. Avoloi b'achila, but one cannot eat it. So when it comes to a svek sveka, double doubt of the araisa, then one cannot eat it.
How about after Pesach? Are you allowed to eat it or just sell it? What does that mean? Because like, you know, if you have something that you...
Okay, so he's going to discuss it. I believe he's going to discuss it. The next one. Good question. V'davka heicha de'efshe b'shiyah. That's the only case where you could keep it around. Aval im e asher b'shiyah. What happens if you cannot keep it around? Why not? Because she is calculated day zeh. If you keep it around, it'll get ruined. Mutter af b'achila. There we go. Mutter af b'achila. Can even eat it. Even the case where there's a hefsed meruba, even more so in the case where there's a hefsed meruba, great loss, b'vadei ein l'hachmer, one does not have to be machmer. Let's finish sif. We're saying that one can be lenient in the second dish when the food is mixed up with the second dish. Shenishra b'mayim ay nimlog. It was soaking in the water or it was blanched. Lav b'chada gavnahu. We're not talking about the same case. The nishra habasa b'tzaynein. If the meat soaked in the cold. Af imatsu hagarin be'oid habasar sham gam kimoter. Af imatsu hagarin. If you found the grain, the wheat kernel, when the meat was still there, it's also mutter. Why? The yesh sofek derabanan. If you found the wheat kernel when the meat was still in the pot, it's still permissible. Why? Because it's a sofek derabanan. It's a rabbinic doubt, a doubt in rabbinic category. The shemat soinein ain maflit mavli klal, because maybe if the water's cold, then the cold water does not have the power to pull out the taste of the chametz thick wheat kernel. And then the meat does not have the ability to absorb that chametz taste. That's one issue. That's in regards to the meat soaking in the water. What about in regards to blanching the chicken, removing the feathers? V'nimlog, which means removing the feathers, shubechamin. Now, in order to remove the feathers, you have to use hot water. The leniency in regards to the chicken is that you found the wheat kernel after, like we said earlier, you removed the chicken from the water. After you removed the meat or the chicken from the water. Even if it was blanched in the Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon, once again, is the first pot where you were cooking in. Umitam diyesh sofek shema'ata nafla. And because of this reason, diyesh sofek, maybe shema'ata nafla, maybe it fell now. Maybe the wheat kernel fell into the water now. And it's only an iser mashu. What does it mean, iser mashu? Once again, iser mashu means the smallest amount, which is only a derabanan. It's only forbidden derabanan. Once again, an iser mashu, I hope everything's clear with this. When I have a tiniest drop of chametz, when derabanan we said it's forbidden. But since this case is derabanan, and we're looking for the leniency, here in this case we're saying the chazal did not forbid it. That's what we're saying, it's permissible. L'kach matirin behes meruba. Since it's a case of Hesed Merubah, a great loss, and only in Issa Derabanan, then we will permit this chicken that was blanched and the wheat kernel was found there after I removed that chicken. Any questions on this?
Even if it's not a double.
Okay, we'll stop.